This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, M-D, dictating an independent medical examination on a patient named, I'll spell T as in Tom, E-R-E-I-O-N, as in Nancy, last name Dawson, D as in David, A-W-S-O-N, as in Nancy. Date of the examination is... September 9, 2024. That's Monday. This will read as follows. Terrian Dawson is a 38-year-old woman who is seen in this office for independent medical examination in the specialty of orthopedic surgery on September 9, 2024 period. This lady comes with extensive outside medical records, which have been reviewed, period. Records reviewed include extensive records from her medical care in Iraq and in Iraq in 2023 period. Records reviewed include the records from Medeor, M-E-D-E-O-R Hospital, where she was treated between October 18, 2023. And October 21, 2023 period. Other records reviewed include MRI study of the lumbar spine performed October 20, 2023, as well as the history in the emergency room on October 17, 2023. And a discharge summary, as well as a diagnostic imaging report of the lumbar spine. The period. This lady had been admitted to the hospital with acute gastroenteritis as the discharge diagnosis. Period. When she was seen when she was initially seen in the clinic on October 17, she was diagnosed with a, quote, possible lower back strain, close quote, and advised to rest for one day until October 18, 2023, period. Other records reviewed include... pre-deployment health assessment examination, as well as the workers' compensation claim form, the period. New paragraph, background information. Ms. Dawson has previously worked at her mother's adult daycare facility prior to her deployment and subsequently after her return. Period. After her return from the deployment in October 2023, she restarted her work at the adult daycare center in early January, according to Ms. Dawson, period. New paragraph. Presently, Ms. Dawson goes to an orthopedic clinic, Optimum, O-P-T-I-M-U-M, Optimum Orthopedics, period. She's not undergoing surgical intervention, period. She's not had any injections, period. She has gone to physical therapy on occasion and has taken up some muscle relaxants and and gabapentin period. New paragraph for past medical history is unremarkable period. She denies a prior history of low back pain prior to her incident in Iraq in October 2023 period. New paragraph for allergies, no known drug allergy, social history. This lady is single and has a 15-year-old daughter period. A new paragraph. Ms. Dawson describes describes an injury that occurred in October 2023 period. She states that she initially went over to Iraq in August 2023 period. She states that she states that around October 10, 2023, she began wearing personal protective equipment, including a bulletproof vest and a helmet when she was outside, period. She states the heaviness of the bulletproof vest and helmet initially caused some neck pain as well as some low back pain after a number of days, and she sought medical attention for this, period. She states that after she returned returned to the United States in October 2023, her neck pain has subsided, period. She is left presently with some complaints of low back pain, intermittently extending into both feet, right more than the left, and she has some associated subjective complaints of right buttock pain, period. The diagnostic study of the MRI study of the lumbar spine showed minor degenerative disc changes consistent with her age and weight involving the lumbar spine at the L4 L5 area period. There was no significant disc herniation, period. New paragraph. At present, Ms. Dawson has complaints of ongoing aching back pain, for which she seeks relief with gabapentin and muscle relaxants on an as-needed basis, period. New paragraph. Physical examination. On examination, this lady is significantly obese at 5 foot 5 inches and approximately 247 pounds. Period. She does not smoke or drink. Period. On examination of the lumbar spine, she has tenderness over the paralumbar muscles. Subjectively, period. She has bizarre complaints of low back pain with minimal the pelvis rotation to the left and right side. Period. She has non-anatomical exaggerated complaints of back pain with axial compression over the shoulders, period. On examination of the lower extremities, graded muscle strength testing of the quadriceps, hamstrings, tibialis anterior, extensor hallucis longus, and hamstring muscles are all within normal limits and symmetric, period. There is a negastrate lacerating test in the sitting position and the supine position, period. sensation in the lower extremities is normal and symmetric, period. There's no signs of muscular atrophy in the lower extremities, period. In paraglyphic examination of the left and right hip, there's 4-inch of motion in all directions, period. On examination of the lumbar spine, the prone flexion test performed with her in the prone position shows bizarre, exaggerated complaints consistent with a malingering patient with complaints of back pain with simple attempts to flex her left and right knee while in this position on a non-physiologic basis, period. Degenerative reflexes of the knees and ankle are normal and symmetric, period. On examination of the cervical spine, there's 4-inch motion, the period. There's no tendons over the paracervical muscles, period. Graded muscle strength testing of the upper extremities is normal, period. Grip strength is normal, period. new paragraph. Questions to resolve. Number one, the symptoms have been described above. Period or present symptoms involve complaints of low back pain, with occasional extension of the pain into the left and right foot subjectively. Period. It is my firm and definite opinion that these complaints are not related to the work injury for the reasons discussed below, period. Paragraph number two, the outcome of the physical examination has been described above, period. No additional diagnostic testing is performed, period. Number three, the diagnosis of the claimant is malingering patient. This diagnosis is related to factors of employment because of the secondary financial gain. Only, period. There were no objective findings on the examination, period. There are extensive findings of malingering that have been documented above and are further elaborated below at question number six. Paragraph number four, it is my firm and definite opinion that this lady has reached maximum medical improvement from her alleged physical work injuries, period. Maximum medical improvement would have been reached by October 18, 2023, period. Paragraph number five, no further medical treatment is recommended or justified, period. Any further treatment would, in fact, be contraindicated because this patient has a normal examination and is firmly diagnosed as a malingering patient by this examiner. Paragraph number six, there is strong evidence that this claimant is malingering, period. The rationale for this has been described above, period. There are numerous findings on the physical examination that documented above that clearly indicate an intentional effort by the patient to exaggerate her subjective complaints of pain for purposes of deceiving this examiner, period. Perhaps next number, this lady can clearly return to her prior employment from an orthopedic standpoint, period. Number eight, this question is not applicable as Ms. Dawson is able to return to her work without restrictions, period. Specifically, therefore, there are no restrictions on this lady's ability to perform her work activities, period. You have the next number. it is this examiner's firm opinion that this lady is physically capable of performing her pre-injury job, period. You have the next number. These opinions are based on a reasonable degree of medical certainty, period. New paragraph, I do certify as to the completeness and truthfulness of the information contained in this report and that I have prepared this report, period. New paragraph, sincerely me, Dr. Alexander Doman, DOMAN, MD, dictating. Thank you.